And so finally, I guess I want to ask before we let you go, without too much chisme, how FSRN is doing. I understand there's a fund drive going on, and you know it's a project that Free Radio has supported, you know, from the start in terms of broadcasting it and making it a consistent and super important part of our schedule. What's the collective doing? What's the next step, and how's this reorganization thing gone?
Well, you know, there was, for listeners that, you know, have been longtime listeners, they probably noticed that there's more, you know, daily interviews, like anchor expert or anchor, you know, interviewee kind of interviews, because there is a budget crunch that has been like a prolonged budget crunch, and there was some readjusting of the format to be able to keep going with to keep the newscast alive. And that the solution was to have more daily interviews. So a lot of the staff has been really, I mean, they're troopers. They've been really stepping up to the plate and doing more with, you know, the same amount of resources or even less. And reporters have been really understanding as well. You know, of course, Pacifica is FSRN's number one source of income, and Pacifica has been having some really hard times right now. They're very short on cash, and you know, last year it seemed like every week another established, you know, newspaper was going under, and it seems like radio's not escaping that. So it's very important for people listening to sponsor their radio stations, to be a listener sponsored radio station, to really keep it alive, because it's critical right now. It's very, very critical to just to get from payroll to payroll.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, if people who are out there have some spare change, and I mean, I know everybody is hurting, but I mean, I did this myself just the other day. It felt great. Seriously. I, you know, just go to FSRN.org. There's a splash page right in the front, and the goal is to get $10,000, and that'll help us actually get caught up on reporter payments. As a reporter, I can say that, you know, payments are behind, but we all know that we're going to come through. We're going to come through with it.
Yeah, and we don't want those checks to bounce.
We do not want those checks to bounce, and we actually want the, you know, reporters to get to be able to to keep reporting what they do, because it's often dangerous work, and the pay is very minimal, and people who do it for FSRN, because the pay is so minimal, it's out of conviction. It's very much pretty much like volunteering.
Well, and that's obvious. It's definitely a project put on by the folks that are involved. And so, I mean, you know, that goes for supporting stations as well as individual shows. And I say that
Absolutely.
Because, you know, we're always asking for donations for the station, but every single one of the shows that we put on deserves the support of listeners as well. And, you know, the radio station tries to do a collective donation of our dues when we can.
Mm-hmm. And we're experts at making that dollar stretch, seriously. Free Radio Santa Cruz and Free Speech Radio News, and I mean, really, really, I'm on the finance committee of FSRN, and I can tell you, I mean, it's like we work some magic to make it stretch. So if you're looking to donate to something where you know like every penny of it will be appreciated and put to a good cause, I certainly invite you to go to FSRN.org and make any kind of donation that you can, because I don't know where I would be as a reporter without this organization, because, I mean, it's not the only news outlet that I report for, but it's the only one that I can say has consistently had faith in me reporting stories that I knew were important when other outlets just couldn't care less.
Well, and to be clear, in terms of that shift in the format, what that means is that fewer reporters are getting stories on the air, fewer reporters out in the field, you know, that are uploading or producing content from Nairobi and from Oaxaca City and from Uganda are actually able to get that on the air. And while that is still happening, we have to make sure that continues to happen, because sitting here in a radio station hosting a program that's an interview, anyone can do that.
Yeah.
But compiling every day reports from all around the world produced by people, as the promo says, you know, deeply embedded in the communities that that they're reporting on. That's a whole different story.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, and in even what you're doing right now, you know, it. How much is it costing to call me?
That's what I'm saying.
It costs money.
Yeah. So it does actually cost money to call you.
Yeah.
So
yeah, please do support. Please do, because it's very well spent. The dollar is stretched, and I say, as a reporter and somebody who's, you know, been on the editing side of it as well, it's a unique news organization. There's a lot of integrity behind the people who are involved in it, from the reporting standpoint to the editorial standpoint, everything. And a lot of people really put their heart and soul into it.
And Free Speech Radio News airs here on Free Radio Santa Cruz every day at 5 p.m. And then there's Reporter's Notebook and online extras that air as allowed, especially during the weekend. Shannon has been the headlines editor and is a frequent contributor and reporter to FSRN. Thank you for your time tonight.
Thank you so much for calling and letting me speak my mind.
Well, you know, you're always sandwiched into, you know, between the lead and the outro. You get like 2 minutes and 14 seconds. So we thought we'd give you a whole hour.
Thank you.
Well, I hope we get to talk to you again at some point.
Yes. Yes. You know my number. You know where to find me.
Right. We'll keep plugging you guys and see if we can scrounge up a couple of donations for your website.
Sweet. Thank you.
All right. Thanks again. Bye.
Take care. Bye.
You've been listening to Teachers for Class 4 on Free Radio Santa Cruz. That was Shannon Young, host, occasional headlines editor of Free Speech Radio News, and contributor, reporter, parent, and teacher for Class 4. Parent for Class 4. I don't know.